Tim Roxburgh, though, joins us with what's making the headlines this morning. Tim?
Hi, Fran. Well, the Defence White Paper, of course, dominates the print media this morning, with most major newspapers providing front-page coverage. In The Australian, terror, cyber threats, driving defence upgrade. And as you mentioned, Fran, China has reacted angrily to this white paper. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said Beijing was dissatisfied with the white paper's comments about the South China Sea. The spokeswoman said China did not want to see an arms race and other nations should withdraw their military presence in the region.
No arms race. That's a good idea. Indeed. Maybe they could stop building
Great
subs
idea.
Too. In I think they've got 80 of them.
Indeed. In Sydney Morning Herald, PM faces revolt on negative gearing. A group of backbench Liberals who helped kill a GST rise has now committed itself to seeing off any changes to negative gearing. They're warning that limits on the amount claimable would inevitably be retrospective. They say that would make it worse than Labor's plan. The Prime Minister is pointedly keeping open that option of placing a cap on negative gearing losses. He's repeatedly declined to rule out changes that would affect existing investors. In the Financial Review, Dick Smith accuses the private equity firm that sold the electronics chain in a $520 million public float of destroying the business. Dick Smith's stores, of course, set to close in the next few months. Dick Smith says he wouldn't look at buying back the name, but he's incredibly angry about what he calls the utter dishonesty of Anchorage Capital. He says he hopes ASIC and the Senate inquiry do something about them.
He called it a heist yesterday.
Yeah, not mincing his words, Dick Smith. The Courier Mail is going hard on this Zika story from Rockhampton. Nightmare on Zika Street is their big headline. The paper says a terrified pregnant mum living next door to Queensland's Zika Ground Zero has made herself a virtual prisoner in her own home to try to escape the virus. As officials in Rockhampton stepped up an urgent blitz to kill mosquitoes that may be carrying Zika, Jess Edwards told of her horror at discovering the threat so frighteningly close after her neighbour tested positive to the virus. And finally, the NT News has a story of a drunk driver who blew 0.196 after falling asleep in a McDonald's drive-thru. The man said he nodded off with the keys in the ignition and with the car still running while waiting for the car in front to move on from the window. When police asked his reason for driving intoxicated, he said, quote, "I was hungry." The NT News headline for the story, nappy meal.
Nappy meal. The NT News does it again. Thanks, Tim. It's 6:10 on Breakfast.